Greenstone will conduct a review of its camping services in view of concerns a municipal campground is offering unfair competition with the private sector. Longlac Ward Coun. Elaine Manisto called for the step during deliberations over the 2023 municipal budget in late February, while city staff are expected to conduct the review this year. Manisto had moved to delay approval of the budget, with its tax levy increase of 5.5%, until administration could conduct a cost-benefit review of local parks and campgrounds. My feelings are the same as most people around the table about a 5.5% increase, she said at the time. If we can do anything to reduce it, we should look at it. Manisto said she was not suggesting the closure of municipal campgrounds, but would like to see them become fully financially sustainable, or be sold off to private companies. In 2023, the operating budget for municipal parks and campgrounds increased by 10.1% from last year to a total operating budget of $864,180. I don't think the municipality should be competing with private enterprise, Manisto said. Rural West Ward Coun. Fran Koning agreed, stating municipal operations seem to be subsidizing costs for campers compared to private enterprise. I've always supported the private enterprise, but I didn't realize how much difference it was in the fee structure, which is not fair to the people trying to make a living running a campground, she said. Koning also addressed her concerns over the tax increase, stating that the residents in Wild Goose Lake are paying up to $10,000 currently. 5% is quite a bit. It is not the $88 that is the average stated in the budget per household. I realized we need to do all these things that need to be done. I get that. But I'm concerned about what this means to people who are already paying really high taxes, Koning said. Beardmore Ward Coun. Claudette Trottier disagreed with the campground review, saying municipalities participate in the tourism industry and that municipal parks and campgrounds are a part of the social spaces within their communities. It's for the betterment of all of Greenstone, not just for Beardmore. I think selling something that has been historical for over 50 years or more as a municipally run park isn't the way to go, Trottier said. Longlac councillor Alan Ouellette also supported Manisto's motion to delay the budget until a review of the campground could be completed. He felt more discussion needed to be done before finalizing the budget. I feel that if we jump on this right now, we could be short-sighted in our voting, said Ouellette. Geraldton Ward Coun. Eric Peach supported Manisto's motion, however, the mention that the municipality must continue to operate McLeod Park, which is a provincial property and cannot be sold privately. I do, however, see an issue in not passing the entire budget tonight and slowing down administration and staff as they move forward without proper guidance. I think we should look at some of these things. I 100% agree with not competing with private enterprise, but I do think it is important to try and pass the budget tonight and maybe look at things in the very near future for adjustments for next year, Peach said. Nakina Ward Coun. Matthew Donovan agreed there is a need for full cost recovery on the municipal parks and campgrounds, but he is not in favor of selling the properties. Because we are the only provider in some areas, I would be concerned about selling the parks. But I would not support moving off the 5.5%. I would support any savings realized from operating the parks be put into a reserve for capital next year or into a reserve for our landfills, said Donovan. Mayor Jamie McPherson agreed a review of the park services was worthwhile, acknowledging Manisto had been vocal about reviewing the parks and campgrounds since the beginning of the budget review. However, McPherson asked Manisto if she was willing to support the passing of the budget if council made the service review a priority for the administration. Manisto said she would agree as long as the review is presented before next year's budget negotiations.